And the sun, and the wolf spirit, one God. I think our third topic today is about spirituality of the self. Again, I'm not going to speak about how to be a spiritual person, but what does spirituality mean? And I'm sure all of you know what spirituality means. Like, I'm going to speak about the best way to become a spiritual person and a spiritual self. فين المهندس والميكانيكي او الدكتور والممرضة في الداية يعني their experience. You find in the nurse who assisted in many surgeries, although she doesn't study medicine, maybe she's experienced in this surgery better than a physician who just is recently graduated and he didn't do his residency yet, but he knows the steps, how to do this surgery 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He knows the steps, but the practice of it is lacking. That's the kalam engineer who just technician. Maybe the engineer, he knows the knowledge here, but the technician, he knows the knowledge here. Yeah. ليه بقى؟ لأن the technician or the nurse, they got the knowledge through practice, through what we call discipleship. So the best way to become a spiritual person and a spiritual servant is through discipleship. How the Lord met the 12 and the 72 good and spiritual apostles. He made them apostles, spiritual apostles, and holy apostles through discipling, through discipleship. And by the way, the word disciple doesn't refer to the 12 or the 72. But the word disciple referred to all the followers of Christ. Let me prove this from the Bible. In John chapter 6, after the Lord spoke about the body and blood, from that moment, many of his disciples left him and walked with him no more. So he looked at the 12 and told them, do you also want to leave? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? The word, you have the word of life. Many of his disciples left him. The word disciples here didn't refer to the 12, but referred to mean all the followers. In the Gospel of Luke, the Lord called to him the disciples, from whom he chose 12, and he called them apostles. So the 12 called the disciples because they are followers of Christ. But they were called apostles. Apostle means messenger, because they have a message to preach and to teach. And the followers of Christ were called the disciples in the early church. In the book of Acts, and he went to this city and he found disciples to the Lord. But after some time, the word disciples became confusing, because they have to say disciples of Christ. So this became a long term. So they decided to replace the word disciples, instead of saying disciples of Christ, to replace it with another term. Lower. لا apostles ذلك اللي هم هل كل الفولورز اوف كريست ار ابوستلز؟ ما انا كل الاشرحه اللي عايز اقول لكم ان not every follower of Christ is apostle, but every follower of Christ is disciple. فهم after some time قال لك لا بدل all disciples of Christ we describe the followers of Christ by the disciples, we will change this term into Christian. And the first city that implemented this church, this change is Antioch. You read in the book of Acts, well, and the disciples were called first Christians in Antioch. Abraham, as he replaced the word disciples of Christ to Christian. Ibn Azal Hulak. If you are not a disciple, you are not Christian. So the day in which you stop and cease to be a disciple is the day you are not Christian. And how to be a spiritual servant? It is through discipleship. There are three words in Arabic. One word in Arabic that can be translated into three different words in English. اللي هي كلمة إيه disciple بالعربي معناها إيه؟ تلميذ. بس كلمة تلميذ بالعربي we can translate it in English into student, disciple, وإيه تاني؟ pupil. برافو. Pupil, student, and disciple. These three words differentiate between three methods of learning. Usually we apply the word pupil to whom? The elementary school. They learn through what? Through feeding. التعليم بالتلقين. It's like your pupil. You feed your pupil. Just when you open your eyes, it's passive learning. So كل الأشعة تخش through the pupil into the retina تعمل image you see. So in the same way learning through feeding. يقول اتنين في اتنين باربعة يحفظ ما فيش حاجة فهو ده بيسموه pupil. So when مثلا I teach a Sunday school أقول لهم the Ten Commandments 1, 2, 3, 4 actually, I am making what? I am making pupils. Pupils to Christ. Another method of teaching here, student. A student from the word what? Study. A student is different than study, than pupil. He is not learning through feeding only, but he is learning through studying. بيروح اللاب. بيعمل experiment, go to the library, بيعمل research. So he's studying, he's researching. So the student is different than the pupil. He's learning not only through feeding, but also he's learning through studying. When you ask your Sunday school class to do some research in the Bible, or to do research مثلا about church fathers or to do any kind of you know studying, actually we are making students for Christ. لكن the Great Commission, عارفين ايه Great Commission؟ ايه Great Commission؟ Yeah, here God gave to the apostles before his ascension. تروها in Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. He didn't tell them go therefore and make students. He didn't tell them go and make pupils. Alone go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. طب احنا عرفنا people جاية from the people of the eye و student جاية from studying. طب disciple جاية منين؟ Discipline. It is learning through discipline. Through spiritual discipline. زي القسطة والصبر. So the spiritual discipline بيجي فين؟ Through my discipline and my discipleship to my spiritual father. عشان كده as a school servant, if you just feeding information into your class, you are making pupils. If you're asking them to do research, you are making students. But God asked you to make what? Disciples. So you need to discipline them in the spiritual path, in the spiritual journey, in order to fulfill the Great Commission, which is to make disciples. But in order to make disciples, you yourself has to be a disciple. And I cannot teach somebody surgery when I don't know how to do it. So I myself have to be a disciple. Then I have to make disciples. And the third point, and I have to teach my disciples, or actually not myself, the disciples of the Lord, and then I make disciples not to myself, but I make disciples of the Lord. I have to teach them how to make disciples. That اللي بنسميها reproducing of disciples. So the discipleship will continue from generation to generation. حد يعرف يجيب لي آية على reproducing of disciples؟
كان عدد التلاميذ أكثر.
إيه ده؟
كان عدد التلاميذ أكثر.
كان عدد التلاميذ أكثر، ده صح. في فيرس ثانية، it's easy to remember. 2:2:2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. الأول مين اللي بيتكلم؟ It is Saint Paul. So Saint Paul is a disciple of Christ. بعدين Christ، بعدين مين؟ Saint Paul. يبقى two generations of Christ, Saint Paul. Saint Paul بيقول لتيموثي، And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. يبقى Paul made Timothy disciple. Commit these to faithful men. So he's asking Timothy to do what? To make disciples, who will be able to teach others also. يبقى how many generation هنا؟ Christ, then Saint Paul, then Timothy, then بيقول له make disciples in Timothy, and these disciples also able to teach others. يبقى في كام generation؟ 5 generation. فدي بتاعي اللي بنسميها reproducing of discipleship. So your goal as Sunday school servants, number one, to become a disciple. Because if you are not a disciple, you are not Christian. Number two, to make disciples. Don't make pupils, don't make students, but you have to make disciples. And number three, you need to teach the disciples that you make how to make disciples. That's what we call it, reproducing of disciples. لكن لما أتكلم عن discipleship, there are three major challenges. In order to understand these challenges, أنا بشبه discipleship like a copy machine. يعني a servant like a copy machine. إزاي بقى؟ أنا عندي الأوريجينال وI want to make copies from this original. Who is the original?
Christ.
And what are the copies? اللي هم الـ students or disciples. وأنا اللي هو الـ copy machine. واخدين بالكم؟ لأني our goal زي ما سان بول قال يا أولاد الذين أتمخر بهم إلى أن يتصور المسيح يتصور. So to make the image, the likeness of Christ, to be, that's making a disciple. To make every person in your class in the image and in the likeness of God, in the likeness of Christ. That's making disciples, to make a copy of the original. Eva altered the challenges. The first challenge is the original with the best copy machine in the world and with the best paper, quality of papers in the world, cannot be copied identical. You agree on this? مهما الحمل لو جبت the best servant in the whole world and the best people, disciples, برضو مش هيبقوا in the same likeness of Christ. مش كده الكل. عشان في بعض الناس بيدعوا لما بقول ايات بالعربي بس انا هيبقى ما حصلش بالانجليزي فاي هابسيت العربي ترانسليتد بالانجليزي. لو بيقول لست انني نلت او صرت كاملا ولكني اسعى لعلي ادرك الذي من اجله ادرك نفسي. So Saint Paul said, no, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. So all what we are doing, we are trying to be in the likeness of Christ. But nobody can claim that I am in the likeness of Christ, or even I can make my disciples, not my, I can make the disciples in my class in the likeness of Christ. That will challenge. That's the first challenge. The second challenge is that there is no perfect copy machine. كل الكوبي ماشين has some defect. لو انت عندك كوبي ماشين وعلى السكرين كده فيها بقعة بتحصل ايه؟ كل الورق تلاقي البقعة دي طالعة فيها صح. So my defect, my weakness, دي خليك بالك منها, it appears in the life of the disciples that I am making. عشان كده قال for the sake I sanctify myself, لأجلهم أقدس ذاتي. You have to sanctify yourself, لأن any defect in the copy machine will appear in the disciples. And the third challenge, and also the paper it has some defects. There is no perfect paper. Yeah. There is no perfect paper. Yeah, if we assumed we have the perfect copy machine, although there is no perfect copy machine. But also all the papers are not perfect. عشان كده the image is not identical with the original. So if you think about it, the original cannot be duplicated. The copy machine has defects, and the paper also has defects. So what a challenge we have. I'm not saying this, just to depress you, or to hopeless. But I'm saying this just for 2 points. Number one, to acquire humbleness. Don't think that you can do anything. I am nothing, as St. Paul said, but it is the grace of God that is working in me. And number two, don't even try to do anything, without asking God to be with you. Don't dare to say advance without asking God to be with you. If we understand the challenges that we are facing, then we have to acquire a humble heart, and also we shouldn't dare to do any activity or any service without asking God. Unless you go with me, I cannot go. Unless you walk before me, I cannot go. Ask God and demand God to walk before you. Now this metaphor of discipleship, I can expand it a little bit. Oh, a copy machine. I'll look the same as him. The paper day and put on him. من فاكتري مش صح؟ مش في فاكتري هو اللي بيصنع البيبر. فكل ما يكون الفاكتري ده بيعمل بيبرز with good quality, كل ما البوسيبيليتي ان الكوبيز will be identical للاوريجينال. What is the factory اللي بيعمل البيبر؟ العين. العين. So pay attention to the family, help feed the discipleship process. طيب والقلب ماشيين بتطلع منين برضه؟ من فاكتور. وكل ما الفاكتور اللي بيطلع قلب ماشيين دي تبقى تطلع جود قلب ماشيين، كل ما البوسيبيليتي ان القلب تبقى ايدنتيكال للاوريجينال تبقى اكتر. الفاكتور اللي بيطلع قلب ماشيين هي ايه؟ الكنيسه اللي بتاعت الخدام. واخد بالك؟ So, بعدين you can expand this more and more, بس كفايه كده. الكلام عايز اقوله يعني if you think about the discipleship as a copy machine, you will find ان انت in order to make copies identical للoriginal, طبعا very close to the, يعني you will never make it identical. لكن you have to pay attention للchurch, to the family, to the people, to the copy machine itself. كل ده يساعد in making good disciples. Well, if good disciple, يبقى في ايه؟ يبقى good spirituality. كل اللي انا قلت ده was just يعني introduction to how to be a good disciple. Because I'm not looking to be a disciple, you need to be a spiritual person, you need to be a good disciple. And the best passage in the Bible about discipleship, it is in Isaiah chapter 50, starting from verse 4. وهنتكلم على 2 verses, verse 4 and verse 5. And you will see together there are 4 elements in discipleship in these 2 verses. Verse 8, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. These words are about me. About Isaiah? These words about me. About me as a servant. Lakin, yani, when Isaiah said that, Lord is about me.
Jesus Christ,
I gave my back to struck me. Bravo. الآية اللي بعدها على طول, I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. دي البنامة في القداس, لأجل يا سيدي لم ترد وجهك عن خزي البصاق, from the shame and spitting in Gregorian liturgy. So these verses are prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ. طيب, ربنا بيقول يعني, now, يعني listen back to these words, I'm going to read these two verses again. And listen to them as if the Lord Jesus Christ who is speaking, not Isaiah. So the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. الكلام ده صعب شوية نحن نطبقها زي المسيح. بس أنا I have, يعني I want to make it clear in these verses are about the Lord Jesus Christ. لأن دي بقى هتفيدني when I speak about discipleship. I'm going to speak about 4 points in these 2 verses. Number 1, the training of the disciple. Number 2, the purpose of the disciple. Number 3, the discipline of the disciple. And number 4, the attention or the focus of the disciple. If again, the training of the disciple, the purpose of the disciple, the discipline of the disciple, and the focus or the attention of the disciple. كلم عليهم نقطة نقطة. The training of the disciple. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learner. If you compare this verse in different translations, هتلاقوا New King James بيقول the tongue of the learned. هتلاقوا في New American Standard Bible اللي هو that is the official Bible in the Catholic Church. هيقول the Lord God has given me the tongue of the disciples. في ال NIV, the New International Version, هتلاقيها the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learner, E-R, not learn. So, is there a contradiction between the tongue of the learner and the tongue of the learned? Here I go. Is there any contradiction between these two versions? So learner is still in the process of learning, but learn is already there. He's a little girl. Can you become learned without being a learner?
No.
Actually, there's no contradiction. يعني, Lenita, you cannot be called learned unless if you are a learner. Well, learning Dayan is a life process. Lifelong process. فيش حد هيبقى learned full stop خلاص انا I reached there. But isn't it amazing ان it was said about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned or the learner, the tongue of the learner. How can we apply this to the Lord Jesus Christ? As we read in Luke chapter 2, the Lord Jesus Christ was growing in wisdom, in stature before God and men. وبنقول في الفراكشن بتاع Lord's Feasts, بنقول, and he grew little by little as the form of men. يعني نما قليلا قليلا في شبه البشر واحدة. Otherwise, if he didn't grow little by little, and if he didn't grow in learning, he wouldn't be a perfect human. ودي معنى he emptied himself, إخلاء الذات. And he didn't let his divinity to intervene with the growth of his humanity. Yes, his divinity is united to his humanity. 100%. Without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. And he did not separate even for a twinkling of an eye. But he didn't let the divinity to take any property from his humanity. So he was a perfect human. And he was growing little by little in learning. Can you give me an example from the Bible about how the Lord was growing little by little? And the tongue of the learner. Exactly. When he was 12 years old, he was sitting among the teachers in the temple. You read back in Luke chapter 2, you are like, he was asking them questions and listening to them. Asking them questions and listening to them. Asking questions, that is the tongue of the learner. He was asking in order to learn, in order to grow. Some people, when they read this verse, they think that Rabbina was asking the teachers questions just to challenge them, and just to show and to impress them with his knowledge. Definitely this was not the case. definitely this was not the case. In Rabbana, he didn't just came to show off or to impress, but as a true learner, as a true disciple, he sat in the temple asking questions and listening to the answers. And I believe sometimes we refuse to be disciples. I am servant for 20 years and you want me just to attend the servant's meeting? I don't need to attend the servant's meeting. If you are tempted with this thought, think about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the hypostasis of knowledge, hypostasis of wisdom in the Holy Trinity, and was sitting among his creation, asking them questions and learning from them. Father Khuddam, they feel it's too much, and they give their lesson to the Sunday school coordinator to review it. When we lose the spirit of disciples, the spirit of learning, the spirit of a learner, I'm losing my discipleship. And if I lose my discipleship, I cannot be a spiritual person and I cannot be a Christian. Because as I told you, the day you stop to be a disciple, you stop to be Christian. So, do we have the tongue of the learner or not? This is the training of the disciple. This is the training of the disciple. Need to go and ask questions. When you read in the paradise of monks, you're like, سَأَلَ أَخُ شَيْخًا. A brother asked an elder. Through this questions and answer, they learned it, and they became disciplined in the monastic life. In the same way, without spiritual direction, without having a spiritual father, you cannot be a disciple. You cannot be a learner. How do you become a disciple? أو بعترف بس بعترف كده كلما دعت الحاجة يعني مرة كل ست أشهر مرة يعني how I become a disciple. Or sometimes when I ask questions, I'm not asking questions because I want to learn. And there are many reasons behind asking questions. Sometimes I ask questions just to challenge the speaker. Or sometimes we ask a question just to entertain the attendants. Or I ask a question to show off my knowledge. Or حيانا كده نسأل اللي هي الأسئلة اللي هي يعني كده مثلا كل ما الناس تقعد كده نقول هنعمل open discussion بس نشكر انتوا ما عملتوش كده. يقول لك يعني هم المسلمين البروسيسوس بس ما يخش السنة. طيب what about الكاثوليك وغلط about البروسيسوس يخش السنة مش يخش السنة. لك ليه ربنا قال 40 يوم للولد و 80 يوم للبنت؟ هي بقى الأسئلة اللي هي محفوظة وتكررت واخدت في كل قعدة تفضل ايه تسألوها والناس عرفت الإجابات بس هم بس مش بيسألوها كده يعني. Not just يعني to challenge the speaker. And I say, and we have to train ourselves to have the tongue of the learned in order to be a disciple. And فكر انت عارفين اللي منكم بيعمل الدكتوراه. When you write your dissertation, you start with what? With research question. So like, what's your research question? The purpose of dissertation, and there is a question you want to ask. So you need to start with a research question. And through this question, you will learn a new knowledge, a new, you will add a new knowledge in this field. Fakir Marra, I asked one of our current scholars in the church, Urtillu, yani who published many books, Urtillu, how you write a book? فقالي أنا I never intended يعني ما أقولش كده أن أنا I'm gonna write a book about the seconds of the church وقعد يعمل يعني study and research and he wrote his book قال I never did this way لكن بقول usually it started with a question يعني مثلا he read about the angels احنا نقول شيروبيم وسرافيم وانجلز وارك انجلز وبرنسباليتيز والباورز و you know. So the question that he started with, what are these different ranks of angels? And what's the difference between cherubim and seraphim, angels, principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, lords? So he started to search but to find the answer. And after, you know, yeah, a good research, he was able to find answers to all these questions. So he collected these answers to and became a book about the angels. So every yani research, every learning experience, it starts with what? With question. Shkela, when you read the Bible, how to be a true disciple? When you read the Bible, if you have a question and you didn't understand, خلاص أنا أخذت بركة كده مقدس خلاص كده وخلص على كده. No, you need to find an answer. Go and search for the answer. We train yourself to be a disciple to the spiritual father, to the church fathers. Go and study the church fathers. You find answers in their life and their writings. So the more you have the right questions, the tongue of the Lord, the more you will be a spiritual disciple. So that is the training of the disciple, to have the tongue of the disciple. The tongue of the disciple. رحت زرت دير من الأديرة وقابلت حد نفسه من رهبان الشيوخ. اسأله سؤال روحي يفيدك حالك الروحية. ما تش تسألوا عن الأسئلة اللي هي اتحفظت وتكررت ومين هيخش السماء ومين مش هيخش السماء ربنا هيحاسب الناس دولت ازاي لك دي بتاعت ربنا قال لك أعطى الدينونة كلها للإبن انت طلبت دين اسأل سؤال يفيدك في حالك الروحية have please have the tongue of the river the tongue of the sun دي نمبر 1 نمبر 2 to look is the purpose of the sun And the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Then I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weird. جيلك ولد يقول لك أنا تعبان من الخطيئة الفلانية في حياتي. أعمل إيه؟ Do you have an answer? If you are not a disciple, you cannot have or give a word in season to him who is weary. So it's very important as a Sunday school servant in order to create a spiritual generation and enter yourself to be a disciple so that when a weary person comes to you with a question, you can give him a spiritual advice. You can give him a word in season. A word in season يعني إيه؟ That suits his situation, that suits his need, that satisfies his hunger soul. Like if you yourself are not a disciple, you cannot give a word in season to him who is weary. So that is the purpose of the disciple. إذا كنت بكلمكم على الجيفتس. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. You are learning. Not just to collect information for yourself, but to serve others. To be able to share a word in season with him who is weary. لكن انت if all your purpose in learning just to keep the information and the knowledge in yourself, to yourself, ربنا يعني he will not bless this knowledge. لأن هنا زي ما قال الكتاب إن knowledge pops up. اللي هتنتفخ للمعرفة. غير ما شفنا ناس يعني scholars لكن انتفخوا بسبب معرفتهم وهلكوا بسبب المعرفة. لكن if you have the right purpose in your heart, the right purpose إن أنت to give a word in season to whom it's weary. وتعرف إن أنت just like a channel. God is using you as Sunday school servant in order to convey his message to the people. وده الفرق زي ما قلت لكم الصبحية between the prophet and the priest. عارفين ايه الديفرنت between prophet and priest؟ انا بقول البروفيت كده والبريست كده. الفرق بين البروفيت والبريست. البروفيت carries message from God and declare it to the people. مش كده البروفيت قلت لكم ينبئ. He carries message from God and declare it to the people. That's the prophet. The priest carry message from the people and present it to God. Presbyteros, Shafia, Presbyia, intercessor. So the place of the priest in front of the altar to pray on behalf of his people. That's why Samuel, Allahum, حاشا لي أن أخطئ إلى الله وأكف عن الصلاة لأجلكم. God forbids that I sin against God and cease to pray for you. As a priest, Samuel knew his role is to stand before the altar of God and intercede on behalf of the people. But as a prophet, he brought message from God to the people. So we as Sunday school servants, I don't want to teach them from my wisdom or from my experience. Who cares about your experience? But you need to teach them from the message of God. You are like a pipe that transfers the message of God to the disciples in your class. So how to do this? By being yourself a disciple, so you will be able to give a word in season to him who is weary. كم مرة جالنا ناس كانوا عايزين يسمعوا كلمة تريحهم word in season. تعبناهم. Maybe because we shared our own experience, not the message of God. Maybe because we don't have the spiritual knowledge to share with them because of our ignorance. نقول جهل هلك الشعب من عدم المعرفة. عشان كده ربنا لما شاف when he saw the people like flock with no shepherd, he had compassion on them. يعني there was no shepherd, good shepherd to take care of the people. احنا كخدام دي مسؤوليتنا to be able to get a word in season to him who is weary. So that's the purpose of the disciple. Number three, the discipline of the disciple. Like before, the attention. Number three, the discipline. Well, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. That's the discipline of the disciple. Discipleship is not a theological degree you get it from seminary to class. And now I have this degree from seminary, so I can teach. Discipleship is a lifelong process. It is morning by morning. It is morning by morning. In every day in your life, you are a disciple. He awakens me morning by morning. The Lord Jesus Christ used to wake up early in the morning, go to the mountain to have his special time with the Father, his private time with the Father. He awakens me morning by morning. You have this discipline as a disciple? Do you spend special time with God morning by morning, every day? Do you have time to spend the time with the Holy Bible and to learn from it morning by morning? How do you teach the whole scripture and you don't study it and you don't read it? يقول لك انا ما اقراش كتاب مقدس غير لما بحضر الدرس. انا شكرت. فين بقى الديسبلين هنا مورنينج باي مورنينج؟ هل يكون يصير ديسايبل؟ If you lack the discipline of the disciple, you cannot call yourself a disciple. That's the discipline. Every day in your life, every day you have to have time spent with the Father, with God, have time spent with the Scripture, have time spent with the Church Fathers, have time يعني, on a regular basis spent with your spiritual Father. Don't deprive yourself from this discipline. وإلا يعني اسألوا مثلا لو واحد مثلا في أي مهنة دكتور مهندس كده he did not practice for a long time he will lose it. So if you don't keep the discipline every day you will lose it. You will lose it. وآخر حاجة عشان أضربش عليكم اللي هي بقى the attention في الصيف. قال he awakens my ear to hear as the learned. هنا أتكلم على The tongue, now we talk about the ear. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. So what's your attention? Your ear and your focus is not focused on your own voice, on what you want to say to the people, but it's focused and directed to what? To God. What God wants you to say. عشان كده it was written about the Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Hebrews, letter of St. Paul to Hebrews. إن قالوا إن أنا أما عن الصن لما دخل العالم قال I came to do your will. وأما على ابن الفي يقول أنا جئت لأصنع مشيئتك يا الله. So yeah in Hebrew chapter 10 verse 5 therefore when he came he Jesus when he came into the world he said من الآن the Lord Jesus Christ he said sacrifice and offering you did not desire But a body you have prepared for me. You didn't want me just to offer a sacrifice like all the prophets. But you prepared for me a body to offer this body as a sacrifice on the cross. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. In offering that the Old Testament will not please God. Then I said, Behold, I have come. Leba'ah. As it's written in the volume of the book, it's written of me to do your will, O God, to offer my body as a sacrifice. I didn't come just to offer, like Aaron, a sacrifice, a burning sacrifice, and sin offering. No, 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 no. If you prepared for me a body to offer this body as a sacrifice. Shekida, Ashayat Nabi Anu, Allo, the Lord God has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. I was not rebellious. Not that I turn away, although the cost was very hard to offer himself as a sacrifice and to shed his blood. But he came to do his will. Where's your attention and where's your focus? Is it on God to do his will? Well, to do your will. Then it was thy will be done. Do we say thy will be done? Well, sometimes we say my will be done. Just I want God to execute my will. Here's my agenda. 1, 2, 3. Please God do it for me. This is what thy will be done. Thy will be done is to do your will. Even if I die on the cross, even if I shed my blood, I came to do your will. Are you willing to do the will of God? That's the focus of the disciple. That's the attention of the disciple. Not to do what your heart tells you, but to do what God tells you. زي ما ربنا قال, I was not rebellious. Nor did I turn away. Unfortunately, many of us, when the will of God, or we don't like the will of God, just we turn away. We turn away and we become rebellious. علشان كده أنا I like to conclude بجزء لطيف من the book of Isaiah. يعني sometimes احنا don't pay attention to this passage. لكن actually it's very good passage. In Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. ربنا بيقول لكم when you come to the church, are you coming to a theater or to a place of worship? يعني the preacher, whether he is سيدنا ولا أبونا ولا a lay person, is he a singer or he is a prophet? إيه الفرق بين singer and prophet؟ singer تروح theater تسمع كده performance ولا الله الأغنية الجميلة I like it, so you enjoy it. لكن مين بعد ما بيخرج ينفذ كلام الأغنية؟ just you enjoy it. لكن if it is a prophet who's speaking, a prophet معناه he has a message from God. So if you have the right ear, you need to listen because God is speaking. ف it's not enough just ان انت تيجي تقول الله العزة النهاردة كانت كويسة we enjoyed it. طب وبعدين؟ is it a singer or a prophet؟ ده اللي ربنا قاله في Isaiah. شوف Isaiah تلاقي أنوض Isaiah نوم Ezekiel. Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 33 from verse 30. Well, as for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the house. And they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord. So they encourage one another and motivate one another, let us go and hear Ezekiel. So they come to you, as people do. They sit before you as my people and they hear your word. اسمع كلام. But they don't do them. For with their mouth they show much love. يقول يا سلام كلام حزقيال ده جميل قوي. With their mouth they show much love. But their hearts pursue their own gain. Their hearts pursue their own will. My will be done. مش thy will be done. بعدين بيقول له indeed ربنا بيكلم حسقيال بيقول له indeed you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. العربي جميلة بقى يعني بديك البلاغة بيقول له أما أنت لهم يا ابن آدم كشعر أشواق لجميل صوت يحزف العزف يحسن العزف قوية شعر أشواق يعني أغنية حب لجميل صوت لمغني صوته جميل يحسن العزف هنا بقى في الإنجليزي مفككة كده a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on instrument فككة anyway يعني I don't know if they're a singer they come and just listen to you and enjoy your song for they hear your words but they don't do them. And when this comes to pass, when your word will be fulfilled, because this is the word of God, not the word of Ezekiel, surely it will come. Then they will know that a prophet has been among them. It's not a singer. He's a prophet. Prophet carrying a message of God. So what is your attention? What is your focus? When you come to the church, do you listen to a prophet or to a singer? لأنت النهاردة صرحت قلت كلام حلو وكلام جميل وكلام معزي وبعدين you are not in a concert you are in a church so blessed is he who hears and do مش كده بنقول له make us worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints glory be to God forever and ever.
So any questions?
I'm so proud to them. Very heavy goods.
خافين
يسألوا. نعم. خافين يسألوا. إذا كان كوزا غير. لا أنت سأل فيش مشكلة. سوى تقوليش هيروحوا فين. قايز يا ريت كنت قلت لازم يجي الصبح. كنت but it'd be راح ليس الثانية حد صدق ديكو 15 minutes تسأله وبعد كده تأخذ بريك بقى بالعصير تفضل عربي انجليزي ارتين
يعني هو في كتير من الخدام اختلاف خدمتكم في واقعوا مشكلة وهي التوازن ما بين طلبات الخدمة وطلبات الهيئة How can they keep
How to keep the balance between your responsibility as a father or mother or brother and the requirements of the service? Just I want to mention two points here. Number one was good time management. To find time to watch TV, you find time to search and browse the internet, find time to socialize, you find time. So there is a way. But usually when it comes to the church, how we find the balance between this and that? You need to have good time management. For time management, you need to say what are your tasks, to set your priority right, and then to assign, to allocate time to each task. But then, when you allocate time to your family, to your children, to your service, to this, to that, with the right priority order, then you will not have any difficulty in keeping the balance. Number one. Number two, I don't need to divide your life or to split your life to two lives. A life with God, a life with the world. This split does not exist in Christianity. When you are working in your work field, you are a servant. With your family, you are a servant. In the church, you are a servant. So in any place you go, you have only one life, it's Christ. And as St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 35, everything you do, either to eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. So when I drink, or I eat, or I socialize, or I have fun, everything I do for the glory of God. When I know this, in everything I do, that's what St. Paul said, everything you do, whether even eating or drinking, do it all for the glory of God, then your balance is there. Because every activity you do, whether in your house, in your work, when you socialize, when you play, when you pray, you do all for the glory of God. So the balance will be there.
Heard you say in the last talk that the way to heaven is through the fruits of the Spirit. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, and I'm what gonna get you into the heaven is not the gifts of the Spirit, but it is the fruit of the Spirit. When you acquire the fruit of the Spirit in your heart, Roma. When you acquire this, you will go to heaven. But if you have all the gifts without the fruit of the Spirit, you will not go to heaven. As I told you, Judas Iscariot has the gifts, but he didn't have the fruit of the Spirit. That's why he didn't go to heaven. So, what's going to qualify you to heaven? It's not the gifts. But it is the fruit. Because St. Paul said, if I have the gift of tongue, if I have the gift of knowledge, if I have, but I don't have love, the fruit of spirit, then I am nothing. And here just I want to ask you a question. Is it the fruits of the spirit or the fruit of the spirit? And the fruit of the spirit is or the fruits of the spirit are? ايه رايكم هما تسعة خلي بالك. إز الآر ولا إز؟
إز. ما لو كانت آر ما كنتش
هتسعة. لكن بولس الرسول كان تعريف الكلامه شوية. In Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. طب ازاي يعني how he measured many things and he said it's the fruit of the Spirit is. Because you cannot acquire one without the other. It's one fruit that has like a diamond. One fruit that has nine dimensions or phases. So it's one fruit. And actually, some church father adults, it's the fruit of love. Then the love is long suffering, love is patient, love is joyful, love is peaceful. So the main fruit is the fruit of love. And when you apply the other eight, كلهم are the description of love. There is no love without peace, there is no love without long suffering. Love is kind. And actually, when you compare between 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and these nine things, and love is kind, when and kindness, and love is long suffering, it's patient, and long suffering. But it's one fruit, the fruit of love, with the eight things. So then.
Another question about the two natures together. You have mentioned before that the talent that we need to find and disciple or God's disciple. As a servant, I want to have God's disciple, I want to be a disciple. But I want to figure out that, what is the use that we have is having a lot of talents, but still. We can't put those talents to work. Like, we're telling them to do, we're giving them responsibilities, still they don't want to do something. Like, they're not taking things seriously, they're not taking responsibilities seriously. And what we feel is like, do we have the respect that the Sunday school sermon or the children see in that enough, or the youth see in that enough, or we still have something missing?
And I think here we need to know how, through Taban, with the grace of God, how to motivate the youth and to teach them dedication, commitment, and to put them on the right way. The same youth, we don't know how to make them committed in the church or do certain service in the church. And they do activities with their schools, with their college, and they are very, very successful in their fields. But I think we need to study how to deal with the youth, how to serve them better, how to make use of their talents, and how to motivate them and encourage them to use their talents. And by setting good example, and by creating a bond of love between us and them as servants, and by engaging them in the service, they will start to use their talents. Shkeda, Rabbina, in motivating the disciples to use their talents, عمل أربع حاجات. أول حاجة, he taught them. He educated them. He gives them a lot of education and teaching and preaching. Number two, بعد كده, he asked them to assist him. To assist him in his service, in his ministry. And they served under his direct supervision. Number three, he asked them to do services under his indirect supervision. I mean indirect supervision, and they did the service and they brought a report to the Lord. They ignored the English, and when they have returned, they told him about all what they had done. ربنا خلاهم يشتغلوا under his supervision. امتى؟ مثلا زي the miracle of the five loaves and two fish. When he sent them, he made them work or serve under his direct supervision. وبعد كده he did spiritual retreats. Many times he took them into deserted places and he did spiritual retreats. احنا معنا الاربع حاجات اللي كنا عاملينها. احنا علمناهم and we motivated them. Then we start to give them responsibility under our direct supervision. يعني بلاش كل حاجة نبقى الأدلت بيعملوها. We have to نخليهم يشتركوا معانا. مثلا في السيرفيس, في البورد اوف ديكنز, في الكامبس, في الكونفنشنز. To give them a lot of responsibility. And to serve under direct supervision. وبعدين to give them responsibility and they serve under indirect supervision. They can do a task and they bring a report. وفي نفس الوقت كل ما نعمل معهم spiritual retreats وناخدهم 3-4 فيها في retreat solitary place حاجة زي كده. Through these four steps زي ما ربنا عمل, I think ان احنا we can help our youth to discover their talents and use their talents for the glory of God. And believe me, we are blessed with wonderful youth. يعني انت لما تيجي compare the youth in the church with those who are outside the church, you will find a big difference. Big difference. Youth are willing to commit, willing to serve, willing to use their talents. But sometimes they lack direction. So if we provide them with the right direction and with a good support system, then they will serve wonderfully for the glory of God. سيبكوا بقى الساعة 5:30 عشان عندك بس رفع ايدك. طب قول اخر سؤال. Trying to do something again.
When they try to do something new and they get impressed by their peers, parents, servants, like, it's like when they just want to be active or do something and they just get shut down. You know what I mean?
Shut down can mean two things. One thing, normally they reproach you or make fun of you, Linda, you're doing this. Or another thing, normally they tell you, no, don't do it. Right. So.
I mean, the one where, like.
Now? لو هي reproach and making fun of you and انت تتداروش تبقى مش عارف ايه بتاع الكلام ده, accept this as part of the cross. لان as I said in the morning, there is no service without the cross. And if you are willing to serve, you have to be crucified with Christ. Thereafter. If it is, no, don't do it. I have an idea. And no, don't do it. If it comes from the church leaders, then you need to comply. Because maybe there is a wisdom and don't know it. زي ما قلت لكم, like a contractor who has workers working with him. Like كل worker starts to work independently, you will never build a house. There has to be somebody in charge to assign jobs. You do this, you do this, you do that. So sometimes we have many ideas, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. Right? But it's not in the right time, it's not in the right place. That's why here, don't feel discouraged when you have an idea and you shut up. But like in the need to think, okay, but here is my gifts. How can I use it for the glory of them? And then, so you work through the system, or you serve through the system. So the Church of God will be defined. But if each body starts to serve independently, the Church of God will not be defined.